Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other podcast platforms, including, as I've mentioned the last couple weeks now, even Pandora and Breadbox Media. Thanks so much for listening, and do be sure that you have hit the subscribe button so that you get every episode automatically every week. There is no cost to subscribe. It's simply an option that you select for convenience so that every episode comes to you directly on time every Monday. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps, and there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, etc. on those platforms, and of course, engage with the posts. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions, engage with other listeners, and even post prayer requests in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button for that, too, on catholicsportsradio.net. Also, please help me spread the word about the show. I would appreciate it if you would tell others about Catholic Sports Radio as I continue trying to draw in more listeners in the hopes that this ministry will bring them closer to Christ. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, depending on what part of the country you live in, you might or might not be hearing about the XFL, which is gearing up to start play in early February. There are a lot of preparations, of course, that go into getting ready, and the front office for each team likely has a checklist of what they need to get done by the time of kickoff of the first game approximately 2 months from now. What about us as Catholic Christians, though? What preparations are we making during this Advent season? Are we simply getting ready for Christmas by buying gifts and hanging up decorations, or are we getting our spiritual front office in order to prepare for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ? In the very first chapter of Mark's Gospel, verse 3, we are told to do so. It says, quote, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths," end quote. We always seem to be able to manage to be in front of the TV in time for kickoff of a football game, NFL, XFL, college, or otherwise. Let's have that same passion and get ready to receive the child Jesus into our hearts. Moving on now with episode 45. Every year since 1981, a tournament has taken place to promote high school baseball in Hillsborough County, which has Tampa, Florida as its seat. It was first established as a memorial for Tony Saladino Sr. and has grown from 11 public schools to now a 32-team event, with 38 players that have participated in the tournament having gone on to play in the major leagues, 12 of which were first-round draft picks. My guest today has been at the heart of all of this for all those years. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Tony Saladino.
Thank you, Bruce, and welcome to all the listeners.
Tony, before we get too far into everything that you've done with the tournament for so many years, let's set some background here about your faith life and your sports life. Were you born and raised Catholic? And then also talk about you and baseball.
I was born Catholic. Born in Ybor City, and we tried to instill all the spiritual stuff to our kids, grandkids, and all the players in the high schools in Hillsborough County.
And you grew up playing baseball yourself, obviously?
I played recreation ball, high school baseball, Metro League, fast pitch softball, and semi-pro baseball.
Wow. Wow. Always in the greater Tampa Bay area, or did it ever take you outside of that area or the state of Florida, maybe?
All in Tampa except for tournaments. We traveled out of state at times.
Well, I wonder, I had talked way, way, way back on episode 4 of this show with Mike Candrea, who's the head softball coach at Arizona, and Mike talked about the fact that all these tournaments always get scheduled on the weekends, and out of one side of our mouth, we're telling our kids that they need to be in church, and out of the other side of their mouth, we're taking them to tournaments and telling them they got to be at practice and that kind of thing. When you were a kid growing up, were you able to manage to get to Mass every Sunday? Was it your parents making sure that you were in the pew every Sunday, or was there that conflict back then?
There was no conflict. It was a must, and we did it. And regarding our high school tournament, we scheduled it. No Sunday games, no Sunday practices. It's strictly for church.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic. So I mentioned in the intro that it was 1981, but just talk about the decision that was made, I don't know, maybe in 1980 or 79, whenever this first came to your mind. Just talk about the decision to stage a baseball tournament in honor of your father. How and why was that conceptualized?
My father died at 46 years old, and I'm an only child, and we were like brothers and kind of grew up together. And he died suddenly. And it devastated me, and I was trying to find out what to do with my life, and I met what was to be my wife, and she says, let's memorialize him with a tournament. So we went to the school board and did all the legal work and got it approved, and 1981 was the first tournament ever.
And your mother was around to see all this, the formation and the work that you just talked about, yes?
She did.
So clearly you are committed to the idea of family through your tournament, because there have even been participants from the early years of the tournament who have come back in the last 10 years to now watch their sons play. So the Saladino Baseball Tournament is obviously committed to fostering a spirit of community.
It's always been community and above. We rely on family for all the support we get and many sponsors and different things like that, but we want to make it a cordial, family-style, safe, nostalgic event each year.
What is done year after year since it has been going on for so many years, other than have his name on it? Is there something special that's done to still memorialize your father each year when this is played?
Well, you know, we invite many people to throw out a ceremonial first pitch, and you will receive that invitation also. We have live anthem singers, and we honor some individuals that accomplish things. A lot of these ball players go to the major leagues and hit it big, and we always let everybody know how they're doing. And my son is kind of taking over our tournament now, and I just show up and be there with them, but it's a beautiful event.
Well, was baseball chosen as the sport with which you would memorialize your father because you played it or because he played it, or maybe both?
Both. I fell in love with the game of baseball because a small man could play it, and it stuck with me. And I wanted to share with the community what I went through as a youngster in baseball. I never lost the enthusiasm.
And to what extent did your father play baseball?
Well, he was in softball leagues back in the old days, and I used to go to those games, and he was my biggest fan, made me feel like a big leaguer when I was in high school, and that was a big loss for me back in 1961.
Mm. Well, in the early years of the Saladino Baseball Tournament, you involved the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Talk about that.
Well, we invited them to take part. We used to have a breakfast for all the players before the tournament started, and they would bring in various speakers to give Christian messages and leaflets, handouts, and stuff to promote Christianity and the Spirit. And some of our notable speakers were Mike Martin, recently retired baseball coach at Florida State University, Ron Polk, an icon from Mississippi State baseball coach. Andy Lopez was a former Florida Gator baseball coach. Wade Boggs, our own Tampa Hall of Famer. Frank Tanana and Bernie Carbo, both former major leaguers. And they really captured the audience in those messages.
Wow, fantastic. And so your son's name is Tony also?
He's Tony the Third.
Wow. So there really is that sense of community. And then also in continuing on from the concept of the involvement of Fellowship of Christian Athletes, in recent years of the tournament, you have had Father Tapp, the pastor from Nativity Catholic Church, on hand as well, right?
Exactly correct. Father Tapp did the service for my wife when she passed, and I had never met Father Tapp. I got a phone call to return his call, and I never did. On a Sunday night, the service was going to be Monday, and I felt bad about that. I didn't know what he was going to say about my wife, but it turned out that he made it sound like he knew us for 50 years, and I just cried through the whole service. Now we've become big friends, but he comes to the tournament opening day when available, does a blessing to the tournament, talks about my wife, and gives a brief message to the kids, and he's awesome.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Big part of my life.
Well, Tony, I admire your commitment to your faith, doing what you've been talking about so far in our conversation, despite the fact that this is an event that public, not just Catholic schools, participate in. And I want to ask you more about that. Although, listeners, I want to mention first that as churches, dioceses, ministries, organizations, etc., are making plans for 2020 and some of the events that will be organized then, if you or maybe someone you're close with have a say in any of that, be reminded that I am available as a guest speaker for your event. That might be a sports night, a parish mission, a men's conference, a diocesan event, or something else where my Catholic Sports Radio ministry is a fit. Do familiarize yourself with my faith walk and my sports background, both on episode 1 of this show as well as on the website, and then look for the very short Request Bruce as a Guest Speaker form on catholicsportsradio.net to start that conversation. And then also on catholicsportsradio.net, if you do like what I'm doing here, if you're tuning in regularly to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this broadcast ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show taking this all on by myself, including doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of this show every week, as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests, and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish, securely, online. And by the way, I'm happy to give you a shout-out for doing so, either on social media or even on the show if you wish, or it can remain anonymous. And also, as I've learned from others who sit in a similar seat with shows that are listener-supported, for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me, bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. Otherwise, look for the Donate to CSR button on catholicsportsradio.net. Pray about it and see if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel inspired to include in your tithing. Now, Tony, what about that? What about these efforts that you've made over the years, such as involving Fellowship of Christian Athletes and then having Father Tapp come out? Have you ever gotten pushback from players and or parents saying, don't bring religion into a baseball tournament? Or is it just a case of, Bruce, I'm too committed to my Catholic faith. That's going to be at the heart of the tournament, whether people like it or not.
I have not had any reaction towards that, and we're proud of that. We're just trying to take care of these high school kids to become caring and responsible citizens. That's what we're set out to do.
Well, that's wonderful because, as I mentioned, you have a lot of different schools that participate, and so you have a lot of different players, and thus you have a lot of different religious backgrounds that are coming into one tournament.
Yeah, to date we've had no problems, and they're all focused on baseball, and hopefully that some of these messages that get out to the kids will sink in.
Wow, that's quite a track record considering that the tournament started in 1981. So God bless you that you've been able to so successfully merge your faith life into this tournament.
Well, the week of March 14th, we will be starting our 40th year.
Amazing, amazing. Well, Tony, baseball players are known for having rituals, and in fact, you told me that you have a routine that you do at the start of every day. Tell the listeners what I'm referring to.
Well, I start each day by reading a daily devotional from the book Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, and my personal daily mission is to help others somehow and attempt to motivate, influence, and inspire youth and adults to progress and improve and succeed in life using faith and family involvement.
Yeah, and one statement that you had made to me when we spoke recently was that you feel that you're using baseball to encourage people to pursue their passion.
Baseball is my passion, and I try to influence others to use their passion, whatever it may be, to reach others and improve and succeed in life. And I admire role models that exhibit and demonstrate faith and family in their lives. And I'm very impressed with your show, and I'm hooked on it now, and you will be involved in my tournament.
Thank you. Thank you. I do notice, Tony, that there's a recurring theme throughout so much of what you and this tournament do, from bringing in a national anthem singer to having an old-timers luncheon to holding a golf scramble. It's all about unity, or as I said earlier, fostering a spirit of community, which, whether Catholic or not, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, and you are providing a vehicle to foster fellowship.
Well, thank you, and we're going to continue. My new latest motto is that I'm slowing down, but I'm not stopping, and my son will carry on.
And all of those things that I mentioned are still current, correct? The old-timers luncheon, the golf scramble, these are all, because I want the listeners to understand, this is not just a baseball tournament. There's so much more around this that make it an event.
Yes, we everything is still intact, and just recently we had our tournament display of all the major leaguers out of Hillsborough County in a Smithsonian exhibit.
Wow.
Traveling exhibit. They were in Tampa, and we put that up, and we got a lot of recognition for that.
Wow. Well, congratulations. That's quite an achievement.
Thank you.
Well, Tony, if it's not too personal a question to ask, I wonder what your conversations with God about the baseball tournament are like. What do you pray for as it relates to the event?
That no one gets hurt, that everyone succeeds in life, not only in baseball, but in life, and become caring and responsible citizens. That's what we set out to.
Wonderful. Well, I imagine that you've met so many people over the years. You must have lots and lots and lots of conversations with coaches. Do you find that you hear as many coaches telling you about players who went on to continue playing baseball as you do coaches who are telling you just about what good young men the players have become off the field?
Yes, I'm in contact with a lot of coaches, and I hear them, I listen to them, I hear them, and they're on board with us. Everything's equal.
Well, I imagine that it must just fill your heart to hear, yes, you probably do want to hear what they're doing baseball-wise, but I imagine that it gives you great joy to hear about the coaches working with these athletes to develop them into good young men, regardless of how they're doing in their baseball careers.
Absolutely.
So, Tony, this is something that your son intends to carry on for years and years to come. There's no expiration date on the Saladino baseball tournament.
That's correct. We talk about it, and I've got grandsons waiting in line after, so we hope it just goes on for the kids' sake.
Wow. Wow. That's tremendous. So I take it that around the Nativity community, everybody knows you as quote-unquote Mr. Baseball, perhaps.
I've been called that before.
But how does that make you feel to know that something that you started for your father in 1981 is about to hit its 40th year, and like you just finished saying, we'll continue to honor him for years to come?
Well, it's a great feeling, and since my wife passed away 4 years ago, she's part of the memorial also. So it's special. It's family, you know, personal and it's a good relief for me after all this grieving.
Well, and I want the listeners to understand the scope of how big this tournament has become. Is it true, Tony, that Major League Baseball scouts actually come and watch this tournament?
We have every Major League team represented annually.
Wow.
And a lot of college coaches from throughout the country.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bigger than what we think it is, really. But and we've established for so many years, it's consistent. So, yeah, we're proud of that.
That's fantastic. You know you're doing something right when Major League Baseball scouts are showing up to your event.
Yeah, there recently was a book that came out that they put me in. It's called Grassroots Baseball, where baseball legends begin. And they were in Tampa, and they came by my house and took pictures, and I'm in the book. And then we had a book signing recently with me and Wade Boggs, and that was exciting too. But see, all of this tournament related stuff, unbelievable.
Well, and as much as you mentioned earlier that it was devastating to lose your father when you did, I think you can still step back and see that the Lord's hands are on this, because through that experience you have been able to touch the lives of so many young men and even their coaches and perhaps their families over the course of what's now been 39 years.
Yes, and I had an educational career. I taught school for 57 years and worked recreation department along that. So I've been involved a lot, and it's just a good feeling.
Well, Tony, God bless you, and congratulations on all the success, and I appreciate you making time to talk to me today for Catholic Sports Radio.
My pleasure, and congratulations on your show, and good luck.
Thank you. And listeners, as always, we will close with a prayer. This one is a prayer to play fair in the game of life. Let's say that together in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, in the struggle that goes on through life, we ask for a field that is fair, a chance that is equal with all the strife, the courage to strive and to dare. And if we should win, let it be by the code, with our faith and our honor held high. And if we should lose, let us stand by the road and cheer as the winners go by. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at catholicsingles.com.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.